By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Democratic Party formally made Joe Biden its presidential nominee Tuesday night, and Biden's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Joe Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former President Bill Clinton doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus as he made a case for voters to pick Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Vice presidential candidate Harris speaks Wednesday night, and Biden accepts the nomination on Thursday. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. A developing story out of Africa. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announced his immediate resignation late Tuesday on state television, hours after mutinous soldiers fired shots to the air outside his home before detaining him and the prime minister. The dramatic development comes after several months of regular demonstrations calling for Keita to step down from power 3 years before his final term was due to end. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.